coming up on 5:45, and that means it's time for the best 5 minutes of the day. And during this fifth month of the year around these parts, that means a No Mo May update. Jason Cairns, we start with you. Good morning.
Good morning. I ended up mowing my lawn this weekend because it was getting impossibly high, and just thought that it was going to damage my mower if I didn't mow soon. So
yeah,
So I set it on the highest possible setting and went through and mowed this weekend.
Yep. And so you gave me that word as you you said goodbye on the way out Saturday morning from breakfast at Randy's. I was like, you're going to cut your grass? And you're like, did it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I did the backyard, particularly the front yard is still there. But yesterday I went at it. I did not change my settings. I just tried to take less grass than I usually would. And, had to shut it off. I mean, it died a few times, but it was a jungle back there.
It's a jungle, yeah. And then yesterday I felt bad. Well, I guess I didn't feel badly, but my neighbor was pulling up dandelions in his yard, and I thought, you know, I'm really sorry that you live next door to me because I won't be pulling mine up out of the yard.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we all do it a little differently, I guess.
All right, so that's where No Mo May is at. We had heard from Cody last week. He was taking part. So, Cody, let me know, 396-1670. Was your lawn cut over the weekend, or are you still... It looks a lot better, I got to say. It's just like giving your yard a haircut, you know? It's like...
I visited with Mackenzie as well yesterday, a friend of both of ours.
And
her lawn is still going strong.
All right.
But she lives in the woods, so it's she's not getting as much sun.
The woman runs like crazy. It doesn't surprise me. She's beating us in No Mo May. So is it a competition?
Right.
I mean, it's not like I beat you because I lasted longer, right? So
I don't... I mean, if you want to take credit for that, that's fine. I'll take that.
I'm just kidding. Okay. But it was World Bee Day on Saturday.
It was, yes. Yep, it was World Bee Day, kind of celebrating again. So it's just fun to, again, see the bees coming out. And that was actually why I went to Mackenzie's house yesterday, was she has a large chestnut tree in her backyard that the bees just love. And they were buzzing yesterday, so I went over and shot a couple pictures.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll look for those on Facebook.
Yeah.
We've got subject number two, the passing of Tim Keller at the age of 72. But what a giant. We lose another giant of the faith.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things that it doesn't feel like 5 minutes or 3 minutes is sufficient.
No.
And
we're going to take
Tim Keller.
We're going to take all week to pay tribute. So
good. Yeah, I was just going to say he had a huge impact on my faith as somebody who was thoughtful and winsome and just a deep thinker in the faith. And,
his reasonableness. I mean, I think generous justice and prodigal God freedom of self-forgetfulness, which you turned me on to, thanked you.
Yeah.
And I led a couple of groups on that this year. But, I mean, there's others that I see, like Counterfeit Gods. I'm like, wow, I'd like to dive into that.
Yeah, I haven't read that one for a long time. So,
and then what? Reason for God looks like a great, solid, thoughtful book.
That's such a solid book for sure. Yeah.
And even on the subject of deconstruction and reconstruction, he had a great piece in the last year, which included, hey, the great Francis Schaeffer reconstructed, and so it's like take a chill pill and you know, really, I think reconstruction is what you know. So anyhow. That was a good piece, and people can find that. So,
yeah, again, his reasonableness is something that we need these days. So,
he was the kind of guy you wanted answering about the faith in the New York Times, and he did that a lot of times.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So, I sent you 50 Tim Keller quotes. I don't know if you have access to it, but maybe we could just one or two.
Yeah, I don't have it pulled up.
Yeah.
I just messaged you and said that I didn't have time to go through it in a minute. So.
That's fine. I'll just drop one or two. Number one, that number one quote, all death can now do to Christians is to make their lives infinitely better. That's what Paul said in Philippians, right?
Right. You know, and that's a super good thought that, you know, we don't die as people who have no hope.
Uh-huh. And you're going to love this one. We'll close with this one today. It's the central basis of Christian assurance is not how much our hearts are set on God, but how unshakably his heart is set on us. Love it.
Yeah, that ties into that idea of chesed, right? God's unshakable loving kindness toward us.
Right. And the emphasis can so often be, boy, if I just had more faith, but let's put the emphasis on God. All right, let's close it out with Galatians 1, 4, and 5 today.
Yeah, so that says, Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle it this way. According to our divine plan and for our glory, my son willingly went to the cross. He bore all your sins to restore you to a right relationship with me and save you from evil. Final thought.
Yeah, it comes back to relationship again. I mean, that's really, I think, what it's about is relationship with God, relationship with one another.
Absolutely. All right, friend. Thank you so much. And let's do it again tomorrow. All right. All right. Hey, speaking of Keith and Owen, he checked in this morning.
Morning, Mark. Was listening to music yesterday and a song came up that made me think of you from back in the 90s. And it was Testify to Love by Avalon. And I always loved the way you start your mornings at 6 o'clock. And yeah, part of that made me think of you. Thanks for the encouragement. You have a great day. Bye.
Well, right back at you, Keith. Thank you for encouraging me this morning. I love encouragement. Receiving it and giving it. Let's encourage each other way more than we are. WWIB. But what about those jokes? We got them for you. Rapid fire 1, 2, 3 this morning, starting with PCD John.
What did one strawberry say to the other strawberry?
I don't know.
How did we get into this jam?
Good one. Way to start us off, John. Keith going to try to step up this morning on WWIB. And yeah, so here we go. Keith, your joke. Go ahead.
So what do you call chickens that sleep on memory foam?
I don't know.
No spring chickens.
Ah, no spring chickens. All right.
Oh, man.
That guy started to laugh a little early. You got to wait to laugh, actually. All right, and not to be outdone, Cliff also checking in this morning on a text. He says, M-U-L-M, why did the astronaut leave the party? He needed a little space.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, good stuff there, guys. Way to get us started. The Wib Wake Up Show, the Monday morning weekend recap. I'll go first. Well, I know that you make the trek up 53 North quite a bit, Caleb, to church there at the church you're in that your dad pastors. Well, I made the trek not quite as far as Rice Lake, but to Chautauqua to visit some friends, Dan and Penny, at a campground up from Madison on Saturday afternoon. So that was really, what a perfect day for it. Wow.
For sure.
It was fantastic. And some goodies, including, yes, the s'more with the Reese's peanut butter cup as the chocolate. So went with that. Thank you. And then also back Saturday night, invited up to a bonfire gathering at a friend's house in Bloomer. So I was up the 53 Northway a couple of different times. So kind of a busy social time. And then Sunday, yes, the backyard was like a jungle. I mean, who knows what was back there? And it was a serious effort. The front yard still not mowed yet in No-Mo May, but the backyard looks a lot better than it did.
And there's kind of that sense of relief,
yes,
after it's done,
it
too, at least the first time.
It got a haircut.
Now, of course, you've got to then do it every week thereafter, too. So
it's not, you know, and I don't know that I'll let it get that bad again. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? Saturday was definitely, it's kind of a blur, and I don't really remember. There was just a lot of things to be done, and this is the time of year that's, you know, it's not ideal, but I did have to bring some work home this weekend, and so got some of that done, got a lot of errands run. So I don't remember a lot of what we did on Saturday, but it kind of led into a day of rest on Sunday, and part of that was because my youngest daughter, Nora, just was under the weather, and so we had to keep it home on Sunday, and I sometimes think, it's like, man, that happens a lot, but maybe the Lord just knows when we need to just be home. And so it was more of a restful Sunday than we normally would have. And my oldest son, I still love saying that it's my oldest son since I have two boys now. And my oldest son really, really wanted to play sports with Dad. And so yesterday, nice, we played baseball and we played basketball. and we played football together.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got all that done. I thought he just wanted to play one, but he kept asking for the other ones, too. So we enjoyed that, and what a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend for weather as well, too. So
fantastic.
Praise the Lord for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday, 3 jokes apiece from Caleb and I. Thanks to some listeners earlier this morning. I'll tell you what, Caleb, early on, we heard from Cliff and Spooner, John and Lady Smith, and also our friend Keith and Owen. So that was nice.
Well, thank you guys so much for weighing in.
Yeah. So here we go. You know, the older I get, the more I realize time flies like an arrow and fruit flies like a banana.
Make Us Laugh Monday here on the Whip Wake Up Show. At the age of 65, my grandma started walking 5 miles a day.
Wow.
She's 92 now and we have no idea where she is.
I like it. You gotta wonder about us humans. I mean, on the one hand, some people say we're really close to having flying cars. On the other hand, I went and got a sub the other day with the warning, do not eat this wrapper.
Well, let's go to the world of nature for a joke. One sloth turned to the other and said, I never used to like moss, but now it's starting to grow on me. It's a sloth joke
there
for all you
go.
Sloth lovers out there. I like
still,
sloths.
I think they're still sleeping. And finally this morning, I know, I need to stop buying books, but I have no shelf control.
And finally, from the world of Marvel, did you know that Spider-Man has a winter jacket made entirely of Mediterranean flatbread?
Really?
Yeah, it's a pita parka.
Peter Parker. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, I did kind of like that one. Well,
that's
let's
cute.
Get back to the music.
So what do you call a hen that counts her eggs? A mathema chicken.
Okay.
Thank you, Keith.
Best and worst excuses for a sick day. Yeah, we touch on things like this from time to time. It's kind of fun. And a survey found 1 in 3 workers have used creative excuses to take sick leave, and we've got some of the most creative.
For instance, a can of baked beans landed on my big toe. That sounds real, and that would hurt.
It does, but, I mean, it's so specific, right? Like,
yes.
I'm going to tell you this, a can of what, and...
It wasn't just like, hey, a can land, or, oh, I hurt my toe. It's, no, it was a can of baked beans. Bushes, more than likely.
Exactly. Another creative excuse. I was swimming too fast and smacked my head on the side of the pool. Again, it's so specific, it must be real.
Swimming very, very fast. Oh, some of the oddest excuses for a sick day here on the Whip Wake Up Show. This employee said, my car handbrake broke and it rolled down the hill into a lamppost. The car, not the handbrake.
I'm not making this up, right? Here's another unusual excuse. My dog had a big fight and I don't want to leave him.
Oh,
big
all right.
Fright.
Big fright.
Big fright.
Maybe he was in a fight and had a big fright.
Either way.
Odd excuses for a sick day. This isn't odd. It's just kind of sad.
It
they
is.
Said, my hamster died.
So I'm
not going to be able to make it in mourning. You know, some people are really attached to their furries.
All right.
Sure.
Maybe not the death of a pet, but what about my fish is sick?
Okay.
How can you tell?
Yeah, that... This one really, to me, takes the cake because I don't understand how this happened, but apparently it did. I can't come into work today because I slipped on a coin.
Okay.
On a coin?
All right.
All right.
Remember when Aaron Rodgers, like, hurt his toe? Did we ever get the reason? I mean, maybe he slipped on a coin.
Maybe. I don't know. Hopefully he's better now.
Yeah, hopefully. Another odd excuse, I burned my hand on the toaster. Ouch.
Ow. And finally, odd excuses for calling in sick. This seems very legitimate as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't come in today. I had a hair dye disaster. That happens. That happens. Not to me, but I've heard that it happens.
Well, you know, you get predictions for the future, and today we're going to look back 62 years. What life was supposed to be like today, as predicted in a 1961 issue of Weekend Magazine.
This is fascinating. Some of their predictions from back in 1961 about the future. You will be whisked around in monorail vehicles at 200 miles an hour, and you will think nothing of taking a holiday in outer space.
Not quite there yet, but
I mean, Elon can.
Yeah, right. Another prediction from 1961, your house will probably have air walls and a floating roof adjustable to the angle of the sun. Wow.
How about this one? Doors will open automatically. Hmm. I think we've achieved that.
Yeah, some do. Hey, how about clothing will be put away by remote control?
Wouldn't that be nice? Mm. No more folding. How about this? You'll have a home control room, an electronic center where messages will be recorded when you're away from home. This will play back when you return and also give you an up-to-the-minute world news and transcribe your latest mail. You know, true, but in the case of a cellular phone, probably not a home control room.
Yeah, another one this morning. They say food won't be very different from 1961, but there will be a few new dishes. Instant bread, sugar made from sawdust, foodless foods minus nutritional properties, juice powders, and synthetic tea and cocoa.
What life would be like in the future as predicted in 1961. They said there will be machines doing the work of clerks, shorthand writers, and translators. Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
Machines will talk to each other. Yep. They
sure do, yeah. Hey, it'll be the age of press-button transportation. Rocket belts will increase a man's stride to 30 feet, and bus-type helicopters will travel along crowded air skyways.
Predictions from 1961. I'll grab one more. They said back then that in the future, 5% of the world's population will have emigrated into space. Many will have visited the moon and beyond. Hasn't quite happened yet.
Kind of heading in that direction to some degree.
Well, predictions from 1961, I don't know that I want to make any predictions yet, but I was thinking about making one about the Packers season, but maybe we'll just hold off on that and see. Sometimes it's more fun to just wait and be surprised.